Goldfields has reported a jump in 2019 profit, benefiting from increased gold production and higher gold prices. In fact, headline earnings per share almost tripled on the back of that. And the miner says that it plans on issuing new shares to raise about $269 million to help fund its new Salares Norte mining project in Chile. Joining me on the line now is CEO Nick Holland. Nick, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So we've had gold miners trigger somewhat of a theme this week. Increased gold output at higher gold prices, seeing profitability rise. Safe to say, it's been a good year.
It's been a good year. We've managed to get all of our mines to make money for the group, which is a good achievement all around. And we've been able to get our new projects advanced. The Gruyere mine in Australia was commissioned. It's ramped up quickly. South Deep is back in the black. So I think overall, not too bad.
While some factors have worked in your favor, it hasn't been all smooth sailing, though, with power deficits locally posing a significant risk to your operations. Nick, how much shine has that taken off your revenue line and added to your cost base?
We've been quite fortunate in the sense that we're operating at less than capacity, so we can move power load around. So we've been able to cushion most of the impact this last year. It hasn't been that material to us, but you know, clearly if we continue having interruptions sooner or later, it will hurt us. We're looking to get some solar in. We've been waiting since 2017 for approval, so we hope that the minister and his department will move this along as quickly as possible, because it could hurt us in the future.
Nick, to what extent are you buying the minister's most recent commentary made at the African Mining Indaba around miners becoming independent power producers sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think we need to try and think this through a bit clearer, in the sense that, one, it might be better for us to be able to wheel power back into the grid to the extent that we may have excess power. That could actually also alleviate the country's problems. Two is, well, where is the approvals? We're still waiting. You know, so we've been trying to fast-track this along for some time. We're still waiting. I think it's an urgent crisis that we need to move along as quickly as we can.
And while you wait for that to play out, you are pursuing offshore ambitions. We'll get to that in just a bit. Before we do, amidst it all, what kind of capex are you plowing into South Africa?
This year we'll be spending close to R1 billion on South Deep, so it's a fair number, and that'll obviously ensure that we can build our production further, that we can create the flexibility for the future. So that is part of our total group capital.
So Nick, deep level mining in South Africa is still making sense for you right now, where capital allocation you are making is managing to hit targets as far as your internal rate of return is concerned?
Yeah, we've spent most of the capital on the infrastructure at South Deep that we need to spend. Most of the money we're spending from here is going to be on opening up the ore body underground. You know, that's the bulk of it. So it makes sense for us to do it, because we're leveraging off a lot of the sunk capital we've already spent. The Rand gold price is good. We've only got one operation out of nine active at the moment in South Africa. It generates 8% of our output. So it's not like we're heavily exposed to South Africa.
I asked the question because, you know, in the run-up to your announcement today, commentary was that approval for funding on your Chilean project was hinging on South Deep. But you've now made an announcement today that with funding an issue, you are going it alone. You're scheduling a R4 billion rights issue to pursue this opportunity. Is that an avenue you've been forced down?
We've looked at all the different options. We have a strong balance sheet. We don't believe we need to bring in a partner. We've looked at proposals. Partners were looking to get up to 50% of the project. It's a fantastic project. We don't believe we need to dilute that much. And that's why we've done the equity issuance, which, by the way, is finished. And that was done last night. We've got $250 million into the bank account. Well, we'll have it in the next couple of days, but it's priced. It's committed. So we can actually retain 70% of the funding ourselves. We've got 30% from the equity. This project is going to be half the average cost curve for the industry. It's in a fantastic jurisdiction. It's got major upside. The more we can keep ourselves, the better. We feel confident we can.
And how quickly do we start to see that filter through to the bottom line?
We will start construction now. That will take around 33 months. We'll see first gold production in the first quarter of 2023.
Okay. We've got in the interim players like Anglo Gold exiting for more profitable opportunity offshore. Sibanye initiating a whole lot of consolidation across the gold and PGM space as well. What do you make of how this mining landscape is shifting, Nick, and how your role within it is shifting too?
Well, we don't believe we need to do anything other than keep on focusing on our current assets. Obviously, Solaris is an important new component. All of our assets have a significant life ahead of them. We don't believe that there's any gaps in our production. A lot of these deals are premised on the fact that there are holes in production, assets are coming off, assets are undercapitalized, and it's not worth putting money in. We've been quite deliberate in making sure that we've properly capitalized our portfolio. We've continued to upgrade the quality, you know, so we don't think we need to do anything. We're going to have 10 mines producing around 2.5 million ounces with Solaris. It puts us in the top five globally. We've got a nice geographical spread. You know, we've set our strategy, which we are dictating. We're not going to be reliant on others to achieve our goals.
Nick, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, CEO of Goldfields, Nick Holland.